Right now, at least a dozen states are considering raising gas taxes. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, low oil prices have emboldened state leaders looking to boost revenue to fix crumbling roads and bridges.
Here's a scene that's all too familiar in much of the country. Construction workers performing emergency repairs on a bridge. This one is in Franklin Township, New Jersey, and it closed abruptly last month when it was deemed unsafe.
It's living proof that what we've been saying is correct, which is of the 600 and some structurally deficient bridges in New Jersey, there are some that right now are very dangerous.
Tom Bracken is the head of New Jersey's Chamber of Commerce. He also leads a coalition of business groups that's pushing for more spending on transportation infrastructure.
The number one issue facing the state of New Jersey, and it needs to be resolved.
Here's New Jersey Transportation Commissioner Jamie Foxx talking to a state planning agency last month.
Now is the time. Gas prices are low. The money has run out. The projects are accumulating.
New Jersey is a bit of an outlier. It has the second lowest gas tax in the country after Alaska, just 14.5 cents per gallon. But a lot of states face a similar problem. Gas tax revenues are flat, while the cost of everything else is going up.
Asphalt costs are higher, machinery costs are higher, construction workers' wages are usually higher, so the revenues that we're chipping in aren't keeping pace with the costs that we have.
Carl Davis is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy in Washington. He says the federal government can just borrow money to fund transportation projects, but states don't have that luxury. So a growing number are turning to gas taxes. Davis says the trend started in states like Maryland and Pennsylvania. Now, Davis says at least a dozen states are talking about raising gas taxes, including some you might not expect.
Iowa, South Carolina, Tennessee. These states haven't seen their gas tax rate go up in over a quarter century. Roads and bridges, it's not a politically divisive issue. These are things that need to be maintained if the economy is going to work.
Take Utah. Republican Governor Gary Herbert says it's time to rethink the state's gas tax. Here he is on C-SPAN last month.
Nobody wants to raise a tax. My gosh, that's the worst thing you can do as a politician. But the practical realities are we've got to do something.
Herbert isn't the only Republican governor who's reached that conclusion. In South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley has proposed raising the gas tax, but only if she also gets big cuts to the state's income tax. In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie has said all options are on the table to deal with the state's transportation woes, though it's clear that a gas tax will be a tough sell with voters.
I think it's totally ridiculous the taxes in this state are high enough the way it is.
Pat Johnson lives in Blairstown, New Jersey. Johnson says she goes out of her way to buy gas here because it's so much cheaper than in neighboring states.
Quite often that is coming back to New Jersey on a very low tank of gas and filling up the last gas station before I get out of New Jersey.
That's why gas station owners in the Garden State are worried that business will drop if the gas tax goes up. Sonny Razak manages a Shell station in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, right across the border from Pennsylvania.
Especially on the weekends, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we get a lot of business from Pennsylvania. I don't think people will come here if the price is the same.
But some of Razak's customers say they might be willing to pay a little bit more for gas. Megan McGuire lives in Stuartsville, New Jersey.
I guess it depends on how much, really. I would probably do it just because the roads around here suck.
That's a sentiment a lot of drivers around the country might share, but that doesn't mean they're eager to pay more at the pump. Joel Rose, NPR News.